Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
It is 98 Rock. Brandon Williams, what's happening, man?
What's up, man?
It's good to see you. You're all right. You're going to be okay. We're here at Mother's Peninsula Grill on Ritchie Highway. Still a chance for you to come out, grab a bar stool, maybe a table, get something to eat. This is a place you can feel at home. And this is our Anne Arundel County home for Ravens Playlist. Hey, Brandon Williams is here for the next 2 hours. His special guest, number 54, Zachary Orr, will be showing up. We'll see you here. Let's go ahead and root on the Ravens as we got 9 games left. So, Brandon, good to see you, brother. We got a long way to go tonight.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
It's 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Hey, congratulations going out to Rob Dandy of Stewartstown, Pennsylvania. He got tickets for Highly Suspect, Baltimore Soundstage, November 5th. Tickets all week long. Tickets at 6 right here at 98 Rock. Number 98 is here. Number 54 is here. Brandon Williams and Zachary Orr. Wow, that was a tough one yesterday, Brandon.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, just didn't get done again.
But there's a lot of football left. There's 9 games.
Definitely.
Pittsburgh
definitely
stubbing their toe. Up. Cincinnati's not doing so great, although they handled the Browns yesterday.
I mean, we could still win. You know, we could still win the division. So, I mean, there's still light at the end of the tunnel, you know. So, you got Pittsburgh who's banged up. They lost the game. So, we're only still 1 game behind, you know. So, we got our best football ahead of us.
It's a tough team. The Ravens have always been resilient. That Timmy Jernigan play. Oh, and I heard Harbaugh today. He said, look, I love you, but right now I despise you. And I'm not sure if he was talking about Timmy, but I'm thinking he was. That was a huge turning point in the game, and you said you didn't see it. You were off. You had your other things going on.
Yeah. I saw it today. for me, you know, I mean, trying not to be as biased as possible because that's my boy. But at the same time, I mean, he was trying to make a play.
Sure.
You know,
and he put a juke, too.
You know, it was nice. But, I mean, he's not a ball carrier. I mean, obviously, everyone knows that. But at the same time, I mean, now he knows. I mean, he should have fell on it. Trying to make a play, you know, we were down, trying to do more for the team, you know, and that's all you can really expect from the guy. I mean, just kind of hold on the ball. I mean, that's all about it. I mean, if we were winning, then no one would be talking about it.
Offensive line decimated by injuries, guys out of position. Alex Lewis with a tough hold on a long run by Terrence West, another shot in the foot, and you could see Harbaugh today at the press conference. Just it's really, you know, because you guys are practicing right, and it's not translating to the game.
I mean, that Alex Lewis hold, I mean, I looked at it, and
it didn't look that egregious to me.
It didn't look that bad. I mean, but then you see the next play when we're out there, and you see the exact same hold, or even a worse hold, and it didn't get called. I mean, but all you can do is play, you know, hands and feet. You know, make sure you're in your right spots, right gaps. I mean, he's a rookie. He understands that. He'll learn from his mistakes big time. But the biggest thing you can do is keep grinding, keep getting better, trying to, you know, convert what we do in practice to the field.
Well, the bye couldn't have come at a better time. Guys need to get healthy, and now's a chance. 2 weeks. I know you were a little salty when you walked in. You had to practice. You practiced today. Usually this is your day off.
Yeah, we didn't practice today. We just had a long meeting and watched every single play. So, I mean, it was a full team meeting. Everybody was in there, coaches, you know, included.
That doesn't happen all the time.
Just watching play after play after play. And just pretty much just getting coach getting perspective and just seeing where we're at. You know, just literally like, all right, gloves are off kind of thing, and I'm not throwing shade at anybody. This is what's on tape. How do we fix it?
I'll tell you what, for 335 pounds, I tweeted out yesterday, cat-like, quick, you made a move. you made a move, and I was blown away. I was like, dude is moving like Zachary Orr, not Brandon Williams.
Hey, man, I'm nimble.
Got a field goal.
I'm like a ninja. I'm sneaky fast.
All right, we are live here at Mother's Peninsula Grill right here on Bitchy Highway, and beautiful Arnold. So go up, if you come the way I came, go up to College Parkway, spin that UB, and come on back down here. Brandon Williams is here, his special guest, Zach Orr, number 54, the tackling machine. And we're back with more next on 98 Rock.
Monday nights, it's Ravens Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Got a nice crowd out here. Thank you so much, Arnold and Arundel County, for coming out. It's been a tough stretch for the Ravens, but we're Ravens fans. We're not fair weather fans. Brandon Williams, number 98, is here, along with number 54, Zachary Orr. Good to see you, Zach. Thanks for making a ride.
I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude, you're one of those undrafted free agents that made the team, and I know it means something to you because it's right on your Twitter handle. You're like, undrafted. What does that mean? It shows people that you're serious about it.
It definitely shows people that, you know, just because you didn't get that first opportunity to hear your name get called in the draft and you got to kind of take the hard way into the league that you can make it. So I got that on my Twitter handle and pretty much on all my social media just to show people that, you know, never give up and continue to work and hard work will pay off.
Mm. You know, I grew up a Redskins fan. I'm not apologetic about it. The Colts were gone. I got the Washington Post every morning. And Terry Orr was a great tight end. Was it harder for you coming from a father who played in the game? Because people look at you and maybe think you have this pedigree and you're going to make it no matter what.
It kind of was just growing up. You know, a lot of people, it was kind of hard to get out of my father's shadow because they were like, you're only, you know, playing because your dad and all this and all that. I heard that a lot in high school. But, you know, then in college, it's, you know, school's not going to give you a scholarship just because your father, but I still kind of heard it. But definitely in the NFL, they don't care who it is. Either you can play or you can't. And you definitely won't be in the NFL if you can't play. So, you know, it was a little challenging, but everything worked itself out.
North Texas, not an easy path to the NFL. Same with Missouri Southern. Brandon, I saw something that Harp said about Zach Orr saying, people around the league know who this kid is. He's jumping off the tape.
Oh, yeah. What
could you say about Zach Orr for people that may not know his game?
I mean, his work ethic is impeccable. I mean, the way he studies, the way he looks at film, the way he's so in tune in practice, you know, like even when he wasn't in and you had Daryl Smith, you know, in the backfield and, you know, CJ, he was looking at, you know, when coaches make corrections on them, he was taking mental notes.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that. And then when he actually got in, he didn't make those mistakes.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that the coaches saw, him being an undrafted free agent, that he was taking the initiative to not be told when they already made a correction or not be told a third time, which you see with some rookies, you know, who come in and not paying attention, joke around the sideline or whatever. You know, he took what he did and his job and his craft seriously, and that's why he's at this point.
How tough are these losses on you, Zach? I mean, I talk to Brandon every Monday, and I know that you guys act like you let it go as soon as the game is over and you move on to the next team, but plays run through your head when you're laying there in bed, when you get up, quiet moments. How hard is it?
It's definitely tough. I mean, especially when you don't play up to par how you feel like you should play. And, you know, as players, we put so much work into this, you know, not just throughout the week, but from the off season, and you only get 16 guaranteed shots at this. You
right.
know? So whenever you lose a game, it hurts. It definitely hurts because of the hard work that you put in, and you know the hard work that you see your teammates putting in, and what the guys are going through just to even play on Sundays. And so it definitely hurts. And as tough as it is to move on, you got to kind of keep that 24-hour rule, and you got to kind of stay even keel because the next Sunday comes up pretty fast now. We got a bye week this week, and I feel like it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, get back to work, refocus, and just kind of just look at ourselves and see kind of things that we can correct, you know, on our end, and then get ready for Pittsburgh and get ready for the second half of the season stretch.
Brandon said he might be sitting in a tree stand or something looking for something walking by. What will you do on your bye week?
I'm going to go back home and spend some time with my family and everything like that, and I got my older brother just had his first born child, it's a baby boy, so it's my
Congrats.
First nephew and everything. So I'm kind of jealous everybody has a chance to meet him and hang out with him. I haven't had a chance to yet, so I'll definitely be able to do that. I'll be babysitting and stuff the whole weekend.
That's what I was told. If it's your kid, you're not babysitting, but it's not your kid, so you're babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brandon Williams is here, Zach Orr is here, and you still got time. We're here till 8 o'clock. Ravens Playlist live from Mother's Peninsula Grill on Ritchie Highway in Arnold on 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
What? 98 Rock. That's Ravens Playlist number 98. Brandon Williams is here, and you can follow him on Twitter at BrandonW_66. Zachary Orr is here, too, and you can follow him on Twitter at ZO66. 35. Why 35, Zach?
That's just my number that I had in high school and college, and I wore it for like 8 years straight, so it kind of has a special meaning to me.
And then 54, why 54?
54 was the only number that was left after I made the roster. I was like, you got to get a 50 number, so I was like, okay, what you got left? I was like, we got 54. I was like, all right, cool.
And that was the same with you, Brandon. I mean, I guess 98, you're like, okay.
Yeah, like 66 was my number all through high school and college, and then they gave me 98, and then I knew who had it before me, so I was like, I got to do this number some good, and so it happened.
Could you wear 35 as a linebacker? I know Deion Buchanan wears 20, and he's always up near the line. He's not a safety. I mean, he's a linebacker.
Well, they list him. I think he's listed as like a safety, or he was a safety, so that's an exception. But nah, you can't wear 35. No. Yeah, you can't wear 35 being listed as a linebacker.
Got to send one out to Charlie Crystal from the sharingfoundation.org. It helps the kids out dressing up like Père Noël, jolly old Saint Nick around the holidays. So that's a good thing you're doing, Santa Claus. Sometimes Santa Claus. You could be a Black Santa, Brandon.
No, I'm not going to have kids peeing on my lap.
All right. What's going on, brother? All right. Hey, we'll come back with more. We're live from Mother's Peninsula Grill on Ritchie Highway in Arnold. It's Ravens Playlist at 98 Rock.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
That's right. I tell you, they take a nice cue here at Mother's Peninsula Grill on Ritchie Highway in Arnold. And Brandon and Zach brought a nice table out. That's always beautiful. Getting more butts in the seats. I want to thank Nicole Bowler. If you need a realtor, man, it's Ann Bowler, B-O-U-L-E-R, at godouglasrealty.com. Not only great service, but, I mean, she's going to find you a home, too. So, you know, what's funny is she has a schedule of the Ravens schedule and then the Redskins. And, Brandon, you modified it for her.
Yeah, I mean, I figured, you know, that Redskin part didn't need to be in there. So I just ripped off the bottom part, and it makes – It's more pocket size, and you actually can look at the stuff that's important,
which is the Ravens' schedule.
Exactly.
Wow! Here come the Pittsburgh Steelers after a bye week. Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with some issues right now too. So it might be Landry Jones. I tweeted yesterday, if I were to be starting my first game of the season and I'm Landry Jones, I get the barber to hit my neck up right quick. You know what I mean? He had a little extra growing on his side. Zach, what is it about the Steelers and the Ravens that make it so special every time?
I think it's, two great organizations. Even though, we're rivals, we have utmost respect for them and as a football team, as an organization, and their players and organization say the same about us. And it's, two organizations that build themselves on being physical and, playing fundamental great football. So that's why it's always great games, because we're kind of like – almost like mirror images of each other of how we want to play the game of football.
What about you, Brandon? What is it about the Ravens and the Steelers, more so than the Ravens and the Bengals, and way more so than the Ravens and the Browns?
I figure that though we're a big rival, mm-hmm. rivalry, the worst thing about it is that I feel like we're so much the same. Like, when we play each other, we compare so much, like our offense to their defense to our offense, and so on and so forth. I mean, it's always a great game to come out and play. High energy, high passion, and just like getting after it. It's just great football.
And let me ask you this. Brandon Williams and Zach Orr from the Ravens here at Mother's Peninsula Grill. It's Ravens Playlist. You hear, and my daughter's like, she's listening, and she hears a quarterback on the other team going, Mike's 50! Mike's 50! And she's like, nah, that's Albert McClellan's number 50. What does it mean when the guy is screaming out, Mike's 50. You watch Mike.
Got hit in the head a lot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Who's Mike?
Oh, man. It doesn't go off of who's the Mike actually on our team. It goes for, like, their protections and, run calls and all that. So it's pretty much whoever lined up to the side they want to run the ball or slide the protection to or send the center to, that's who the number they're going to call out. So you'll hear Mike 50, right. Mike 54, Mike 57, Mike 41. You'll hear all different kind of numbers. So it's pretty funny, though.
How difficult is it when CJ's out for you to get the headset and you got to bark out all the defensive plays and everything? How is it?
It's different, on a game situation, but the great thing about it is throughout practice, we all get experience doing it. We all have the headset in practice. There's no limit, so I get a chance to – you know, hear the calls and relay them to the defense as well in practice. So it's definitely a little bit, you know, different in the game situation because, you know, things are going faster and, you know, guys aren't kind of used to hearing my voice. So, but, you know, I feel like we did a great job with communication so far and everything like that. So, you know, it hasn't been too different.
And you know what I noticed about you, Brandon, yesterday, walking back to the defensive huddle is your little pigeon toad. When you walk,
hey would man, you, why you gotta bring up my phone?
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, most of the best athletes are pigeon toed.
Oh, is that true?
It's a speed thing.
I've actually heard that.
And I'm gonna tell you, for 330 plus, you move good.
You don't see no duck feet, you know, running backs out there trying
Half
to make
black.
Cuts.
Yeah. Right.
All right, it's Ravens Playlist every Monday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. We're either at Mother's North in Timonium. This week we're at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Arnold. We roll on 98 Rock.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
A nice crowd out here. I wasn't sure earlier, Brandon, and I told him, I said, don't be fair weather. You know, we're better than that. And the place is packed up. Zachary Orr is here. Brandon Williams, it's Ravens Playlist. World Series starts tomorrow. You guys ballers, baseballers, Brandon?
No? I'm a Cardinals fan, so we're out, so I don't care no more.
What about Z.O.?
Nah, not really. I only pay attention when the playoffs start, and I'm a Texas Rangers fan, and they put out first round. So,
The Rangers, man, the guy Odor, he jumped Jose Bautista. Bautista slid in, and they had a little contact, and he went, shwigabek.
That's how we do it in Texas, man.
I know. Well, and we were talking off mic about Geno Smith getting cold cocked in a locker room by a guy who you're sort of friendly with. Nothing says teamwork like getting popped in the face. I mean, you guys don't like
it. No, you know what I mean?
Every now and then things heat up. I get it.
Especially your starting quarterback at the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was the guy. So, I mean, but when it comes down to business, I guess, I mean, off-field business, I mean.
It was a money issue. It was a money issue between, I guess, somebody didn't take advantage of a plane ticket that was bought.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to say he was going to come out to his camp.
Right.
Didn't come out, and then wasn't going to pay him back for the money that he put into, you know, his whole thing.
How does this happen, Brandon? You're in, I guess, Baltimore Magazine, and it's your top 10 by Brandon Williams, 27, Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle. And you talk about cocoa butter, your joystick, your toothpicks.
Yeah.
These are the things that mean stuff to you, like sleeveless shirts.
Oh, yeah, got to have a sleeveless shirt. Even if it's winter.
Zach, what would be some of the things on your top 10 list if Baltimore Magazine were to come to you? Things that mean something, maybe a CD or a movie, an article of clothing.
Probably my phone, first and foremost.
I mean, that's everybody, obviously.
I mean, but some probably had to be Friday. Friday the movie, man. With Chris Tucker and Ice Cube.
Okay.
Like, you just got knocked up. Like, I watch whenever that movie's on. Like, I have to watch it. Like,
right.
And I remember a funny thing is in college, we was waiting for our cable to get set up. Me and my roommates. I kid you not, we watched Friday like 3-4 times a day for like a week straight.
Watch Friday
and
all day Monday.
Every time,
yeah.
Like it was
Miss Parker. Miss Parker. Yeah.
I love. Which one was it? You got to coordinate. That
got
was
to coordinate.
Witherspoon.
Get the tea.
Oh yeah.
Hey, what about social media?
If people say,
you know, Williams, you'll never be. I mean, whatever. If somebody comes at you, do you just let it go, or do you tweet back at them?
I mean, no, I really don't tweet back most of the time. I mean,
I
really don't. My biggest thing is, if you think you can do better, here's the pads, but you can't. So shut up.
What about you, Zach?
I'm the same way. I mean, it doesn't mean I haven't wanted to respond. You know, I've had some things typed up that I'm like, it's not worth it and everything.
It's not politically correct.
Yeah,
right?
I haven't typed up, though, and ready to hit. All I do is hit send, then, you know, I just sit back and think about it. Like, it's not really worth it because, you know, it's hard. Like, that's like me trying to go tell somebody else how to do their job. I have no experience in doing whatever they're doing, so I can't speak on that. So, you know, just because our job is, you know, nationally broadcasted, you know, people are entitled to their own opinion, but don't come at me, but, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, most of the time, I feel like.
It's a lot of restraint on you guys because you're football players, but you're men first.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody insults you in some way, and to type something up and then say, you know what, let me delete that and not send it, that takes.
Yeah, that's why we're so good of men.
I'm telling you. We'll break here. We'll come back with more White Zombie on the other side and more with Brandon and Zach from the Ravens. It's Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Awesome. We are here at Mother's Peninsula Grill. Rachel and her daughter are here. All kinds of people are up in this joint right now. And look at you, Brandon. I got him on a roll here. I was asking him who his most popular Twitter follower is. I mean, you got a bunch. Ray Lewis.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Nelly. Melissa Joan Hart. Was she Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay. One of those. Sarah Michelle Gellar. One of those three named women.
Yeah, I got Nelly.
Right.
Nelly follows me. I got Montel Jordan.
Zach, how are you going to keep up with this?
This is how we do.
I got a lot of work.
You got Terry Orff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, I thought I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday with a wedding ring on the field. Do guys wear wedding rings on the field?
Or
bracelets?
Some guys. I mean, if they have, like,
come on.
I think the new one is that little rubber ring.
Oh, what's that, a friendship ring or something?
No, the rubber ring where it's like you can actually like work out and play like with it.
With the Fitbit?
No, it's like an AO look or whatever ring, but it's like a rubber band so you can like still work out. You can still do like manly things without wearing the expensive gold one.
I need to focus because I have not. I'm not positive what that is. How about you, Zio? Anybody?
Earrings? Yeah, people play with earrings.
Oh, yeah.
People play with necklaces on, everything like that. Me personally, I don't wear any jewelry or anything like that.
The dreadlocks now have become almost a way to get a guy down. Some guys got dreadlocks all the way down their back, covering their whole name and number.
Yeah, if you have dreads and we can't get you down, and the only way is by your hair, that's part of the uniform.
Hey,
so,
it's your fault. It's sticking
the scout
the
might
jersey.
Be hurting.
So, I mean, it is what it is. Sorry,
I would wear dreads if I played off
a sack by covering your dreads, then that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
If I rip a couple out, that's your fault. You shouldn't have them that long.
Mm. Well, the Steelers, as I said, they're coming up next. It's a huge rivalry. 3-4 is one thing. Can't go 3-5, Brandon, Zach, you know. And
no way.
The Steelers and the Ravens know each other so well. Mm. I don't care what the schedule, what the record is. It's all on the field for 60 minutes that day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said before, the game's a high-passion game, like high energy. Literally everyone brings their A++ game because it's just one of those games. I mean, other than obviously the Packers and the Bears game, that's the next biggest rival, I feel, you know, and it's the big-time rivalry.
It used to be Redskins and Cowboys when I was a kid growing up. And, I mean, it still is, but not like that. You had the old black guy with the cowboy hat on messing with the guy who was dressed up as the Redskin. What would you tell the fans, Zach, after a 3-0 start and then 0-4? Ravens fans, very passionate. What would you say to them?
I'll just tell them that, like I know they will just continue to stick behind us. I mean, we know we definitely have some problems and some issues that we have to get cleaned up, and we're working hard each and every day to get those things fixed. And, we started off 3-0. We lost our last four. But, we feel like we could easily won at least three of those four games. Probably most likely won all four of the games that we lost. So we're not far off. We just have to find a way to get back to winning games, and feel like once we get one win going, we feel like we'll be able to start back rolling again.
Well, we'll come back and put a bow on this thing in about 14, 15 minutes. Brandon Williams, Zach Orr, Ravens Playlist, live from Mother's Peninsula Grill on 98 Rock.
Monday nights, it's Ravens Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
And you just had your Hollywood moment, didn't you, B-Dubba? We just shot a promo for next week's show.
Yeah, we did.
And you got a standing ovation from the table of eight over
here. I know, right?
Yeah, we're giving it up.
The grateful eight over there.
We're going to be at Mother's North in Timonium next week, Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. And it's a bye week for you guys, but we're going to be talking about the hated Pittsburgh Steelers. So
Definitely.
You know what happened was when the Colts left, people had to find a team to root for, and a lot of them, because the Steelers were good at that time, there's a lot of Steelers fans in this area. And when the Ravens weren't that good, Ravens fans would sell their tickets to Steelers fans, and then it would be like Three Rivers South, you know what I mean, or Heinz Field South back in the day. So that doesn't happen anymore, if you've
noticed. No way. See it purple.
Yeah. Is that talked about, Zach? I mean, do you know when you are a Raven that this is just instilled in you that you're going to hate that team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty much just like we're designed, pretty much the organization built to beat the Steelers, you know what I mean? And, you know, when you get here, they make sure you understand the rivalry and how important this game is because most of the time the winner of this game is going to come down to going to win a division. So it's definitely when you first get here, the Steelers are automatically – you know, red dotted, and you know they're number one target on the list.
You said something earlier that I thought was funny, how on Madden you didn't check your score or your number, but you were told that it's risen this season.
I was getting laughed at by a couple of my homies back home. They were telling me, oh, man, you like a 62 or something on Madden. I was like, dang.
Oh,
you know, improvement from last year?
Oh, man.
But then, you know, they told me after a couple of years of season, man, you went up to like a 75 or something.
That's crazy.
So I was like, all right, that's respectable. So,
that's cool.
You know, I guess I'm just trying to work each and every week to get that up as well.
Wow. What's the lowest you can be?
There's people on the game that's like 40 something.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. That'd be dad, Kirk, you're 38. Wow. Well,
but 100 at broadcasting, though.
I feel like that. Yeah. About 95. Like, it's 95, 96.
95, I guess. I just give it to you.
You know how long I've been doing this?
How long?
How long you think I've been on the radio?
I have no idea.
I know you're black doesn't crack. I get that. I understand
no,
that.
No, it don't.
I started in 1984. What year were you born?
Damn.
I was born in 89.
There you go. Hey, I really want to thank you for coming out after a tough week, but you always show up. You're always the same guy, and you bring Zio with you out here. A long ride. I mean, it's 30 miles from Owings Mills, so much appreciated. How'd you like this place, Zach?
I loved it, man. It's fun. I'll definitely have to come back one time.
Mother's Peninsula Grill here on Ritchie Highway, a place you can feel at home. We love it here. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Give yourself a round of applause. We appreciate it. Hey, I want to thank Pat Farrell and Hannah Pierce for keeping things tight on this side. Also, thanks to Drew Klein, ID Klein, back at the station, making it happen. This has been Ravens Playlist, and we will do it again next Monday, live from Mother's North in Timonium. We'll see you then on 98 Rob.